And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, we have an immigration problem on our hands, don't we? An invasion of, the youth, we're told. Teenagers and little kids down to 3 or 4 years of age coming independently, supposedly, from Latin and Central America, Honduras, El Salvador, and so forth. Coming through Mexico into the United States. And, of course, we have nations from all over the world, people coming that way. In fact, one clever Republican put on an outfit and making himself look like Osama bin Laden. He crossed the Rio Grande without anybody even touching him. There he was in his Arab outfit, his turban and all that. Osama bin Laden crosses the Rio Grande into Texas, undetected. Well, they even filmed it. The Border Patrol said there is, agents over and over in the previous weeks here, last several weeks, have said there is no law anymore. We don't arrest illegal aliens. We assist them to come into America. So they're taking over 100,000 illegal aliens, youth, but also their parents and so forth. And, of course, the members of the drug cartel and all of them, they're coming to the United States, being brought here by coyotes. That's Mexican crooks and illegals who help transfer these people, who transport them from the middle of America, the Central American republics, into the United States. And the Border Patrol no longer patrols anything. It simply goes out and its agents sit out there or drive around in their trucks. And if you're an illegal alien, you're supposed to raise your hands and they pick you up and they take you back to their place and make a card out on you or put you in their computer. Then you get free clothing, free medical aid, whatever you need. Of course, you have good food. And after a few weeks of that, then they transfer you somewhere else in the United States. In fact, the United States is now paying for jet flights for thousands, tens of thousands of illegal aliens. We're dropping them off at bus stops and on street corners from Massachusetts to Oregon to California to Mississippi. Even the Virgin Islands, a territory of the United States, Puerto Rico, and Hawaii. How would you like to come to the United States as an illegal alien? They welcome you in, feed you, give you clothing, take care of you for a week or two. And then you put on a flight, and you pay nothing for it, of course, and you're flown to Hawaii. Wow. Maybe some Americans that want to go on a Hawaiian vacation ought to pretend to be foreigners. Come to the United States, and when the Border Patrol talks to you, say, well, I have a grandmother in Honolulu. Then they'll put you on an airplane and send you over there free. Get a free vacation to Hawaii. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It's incredible. There are no more borders. Now, I want you to understand something. I'm going to give you a quote from the Protocols of Zion. Now, what did the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion have to do with illegal immigration? Everything. Everything. Because the protocols are a prescription, a blueprint for what our supposed Masonic masters are to do to bring about the world government, to dissolve all borders, to end all national governments, to turn them from governments of nations and states into provinces and administrative districts. It's all there in the protocols. And everything I see happening of this illegal immigration is because of the protocols. Barack Obama knows what the protocols are. He's read them. He's following them, and his Israeli masters, his Jewish masters here in the United States, are making sure that he reads it right. Now, I want to read you one verse, and everything I'm going to say today is subsumed. In other words, it is carried by this one little statement from the protocols. Now, there's much more there. In fact, I wrote down about 30 or 40 things to tell you today. I don't have time at all to go over all the things in the protocols that have to do with the ending of American sovereignty and the unbridled immigration problem we have now, and the North American Union that is being pushed. You've heard about the North American Union, but of course, it's only a halfway house to the world government of a Zionist dictator. Now, I must sound like some anti-Semite. You know, there was a man, Sergius Nilus, in Russia. And about the year 1900, he became an Orthodox priest, felt led by God. He was a pretty wealthy guy, but he gave all that up to become, he was like a playboy, and he got to the end of his rope, as most sinners do, in fact, as all sinners do, and he begged the Lord Jesus to take him into the kingdom, meaning to leave him right here on earth and for him to become a Christian, to fight for God. Shortly after this, Mr. Nilus was visited by a certain woman who gave him a document. Now, I'm not going to tell you how she got the document, but it was given to her in France by a man who was very knowledgeable about it and who had discovered it in the archives of the Grand Orient Lodge of Paris, France. That's a Jewish lodge, and it's one of the most powerful in the world. And she was amazed by this document, and the man who gave it to us said, this is legitimate, and it is the blueprint. It is the constitution, you might say, of what the Jews are doing in this world and what they're going to do in this world, all the way up to when they win over their kingdom on earth, which in the Jewish religion, in their Talmud, in their Kabbalah, is called Tikkun Olam, the remaking of planet Earth, the reconstruction of planet Earth, the mending, they call it, of the planet. And of course, it will be led by the Jews in their New World Order. They will become man gods, and we, who are the Goyim, will be put down. Oh, of course, you can have a good life of sorts if you will become their servants, their slaves. And there are many about us who have joined themselves to the Jews and accepted their limitations and are doing quite well being slaves. A slave is not always, as we picture in the pre-1865 view of the black man here in America. He is not always made to go out into the fields and pick cotton. Some slaves are quite wealthy. They, of course, must laboriously do what their masters tell them to do, but they do it. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Harry Truman, and similar people. And they lead quite comfortable lives. Of course, they're all servants. They're not free people. They do not know the meaning of freedom. In fact, in the protocols, it discusses the concept of freedom. And the Jews say that freedom is quite different than you and I think it is. But it is to their advantage to aggressively place the idea of freedom in our minds. We see freedom as the ability to do what we want, and they do too. They say, God is a nobody. God cannot tell you what to do. You decide for yourself. You're pro-choice. If you want to kill a baby, that's fine. Either in the womb or out of the womb. Well, listen to me now. we will undermine every collective identity except our own. This is one sentence that's very important from the Protocols of Zion. Now, I want to repeat it. Write it down if you must. Buy the book, Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I highly recommend it, and I'll be telling you later in this program how to get it. We will undermine every collective identity except our own, says the Protocols of Zion. What is collective identity except our own? Well, their own, of course, is the dictatorship of the Jews, the setting up of a Kabbalistic kingdom of the Jews, for our own good, of course, and slavery of all the Goyim, all the Gentiles, either become a slave or die. And they will kill many of us, of course, when they get their kingdom here on earth. Now, what is collective identity? How do they undermine every collective identity? We are Americans, are we not? The United States of America, we're citizens. That's a collective identity. Whatever state we're in, that also is an identity. If you're from Indiana, you're an Indianan. If you're from Ohio, you're Ohioan. If you're from New York, okay, you're a New Yorker. Or in Arizona. You know, right on down, you identify yourself as, you know, I am so-and-so from the state of Louisiana, the Republic of the United States of America. That's your collective identity. That doesn't take away your freedom. You can do whatever you want. But it identifies you as a person in that category, in that class. If you're a Christian, you have just accepted a collective identity. I am a Christian. You voluntarily place yourself amidst all other Christians. We're all Christians. That's why we feel so terrible seeing the tragic massacre of Christians in Iraq today. This group called ISIS, the Muslim group that is funded and founded by the United States of America and Israel and Great Britain and NATO. Oh, yes. In the Protocols of Zion, you'll see how they have their own opposition, which they cleverly manipulate for their own use. So collective identity refers to your race. Are you a white person, a black person? That's your collective identity. It doesn't mean you're better than anybody else. It doesn't mean that you as a Texan or a Oklahoman are better than anybody else. It means that's your identity, your collective identity. Now, collectivism is a little bit different. We'll discuss that. That's socialism. That's communism. That's the taking away of freedom. But a collective identity is a good thing, is it not? Somebody sent me recently from the Port Neches Groves class of 62 some information about what my old schoolmates are doing. You, Tex Mars, are a member of this collective group, the Port Neches Groves Indians. That's what that was our motto, the Indians. 1962, I graduated. That's my collective identity. I have a degree from Park University and another one, a master's degree from North Carolina State University. That doesn't make me better or worse than people from thousands of other universities. It just says to whoever wants to find out about it, Texas from North Carolina State University. Or you graduate from there. I'm not from there. If you're a black man, that's okay. That's the way God made you. If you're a white man, that's okay. If you're from China, whatever you are, that's your collective identity. But that doesn't make you a good or a bad person, does it? If you're a woman, that's your collective identity. If you're a man, that's your collective identity. Now, it has been said that God made Adam and Eve, and he didn't make, you know, some cross between them, some transgender. There's where collective identity is being destroyed, is it not? When you say there's not man or woman, that a man can marry a man and a woman, you've destroyed collective identity. When you say that there's no such thing as an American, a United States citizen, that all of these illegal aliens coming in are perfectly legitimate, As Nancy Pelosi said, these are all our children, like the baby Jesus. That mocked Jesus Christ. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is an arch abortionist. She wants to kill little babies in the womb. All the way up to the ninth month. I mean, upon the labor pains, let's kill it quick before it gets out of the womb. So they stick instruments into the woman's uterus and cut off the brain or whatever they do. Cut off the spine and all that kind of stuff. That's partial birth abortion. She's for that. But she says, we love the children, all the children coming from Central America. We accept them all. Oh? She doesn't care for a collective identity. She is destroying our identity as Americans. When you see somebody in America, it doesn't matter if they're Chinese or Korean or what, and you talk to them about our founding fathers, and they say, oh, that's not my founding father. I'm not American. I'm just here for the financial, the economic benefits, the goodies. Okay? They're just destroying your collective identity because you as an American are proud of what your founding fathers did. You're proud of George Washington, Madison, all of the greats. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, all of these. You're proud of it, but the new immigrants say, we could give a flip. They're destroying their collective identity. Destroying it. Lesbians are saying, I'm not really a woman. I'm sort of a, what is it? Transsexual. I'm, a mixture. I'm whatever I want to be. I can wear a dress one day and pants the next. I can be a man this morning and a woman by afternoon or in between. You've destroyed the collective identity. Now, the Jews are behind all of this. They hate the collective identity. They hate you saying, I'm from Michigan. I'm from the United States. Oh, well, you're just a citizen of the world. You're just a citizen of the world. We don't really have any country now. The corporation says we're not a citizen of the United States. We're a world citizen. Apple, Hewlett-Packard, IBM. Ford, all of these say, we're not an American corporation. We're a world corporation. We're globalist. They've destroyed their sense of any kind of collective identity. And I guarantee you, in the case of Ford, Henry Ford, the founder would not agree with them at all. Collective identity refers to race, religion, nation, family, gender. And all of these things are obliterated by President Obama. You like homosexual sexuality? That's good. You don't have an identity as a man or a woman. That's great. And this is what they're giving us on television, in movies, everywhere we see it. Pornography, all based on the fact that collective identities are destroyed. Every once in a while, I'm turning TV and I see the ads for crazy, evil shows like Modern Problems. This family is grafted to this family, this nation to this nation, and it all becomes a big polyglot. Collective identity is being destroyed, being undermined. And that's what the Protocols of Zion said they wanted to happen back in 1900 to 1905 when it was published first by Sergius Nilus, the man I told you about from Russia. He put it out. He said, this is a plan for the destruction of humanity, but their first order of business is to destroy Russia. We must do something immediately. Russia is at risk. In 1905, 1917, Russia fell. To those who want to destroy the collective identity of Russia, they call it the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. No longer Russia. Communism brought in the Protocols of Zion, and all of the early communists were all Jews. And they all believed in the Protocols of Zion, and they practiced it. And Sergius Nilus, being a Christian and knowing that the Protocols was what was propelling this, their plan, their blueprint, had warned the people. He believed in Bible prophecy. He could read in the pages of prophecy what was going to happen in protocols. That the devil was going to have his day, and he did. Shortly after Lenin and Trotsky took office, or seized control of Moscow, and of course, then they began to assemble all the peoples, all the ethnic groups and nationalities and republics, and put them all in one big polyglot called the USSR. Sergius Nilus was arrested. His trial, they said at his trial that he was against the state. What is the state? Everyone in the world. Communism said we will take over the whole world, and you are against that state. You're a Russian. You're a Christian. And you harmed us by publishing the Protocols of Zion. Mr. Nilus, you harmed us. Your crime is the publication of the Protocols of Zion in 1905. And he was sent to prison. He was sent to prison where he was tortured and horribly mistreated. As the publisher of the Protocols of Zion, he was sent to prison, to the gulags, one of the first to go. Now, people have told me, Tex, you want to end up in the gulag someday when it comes to America? Or maybe they will take you away on a jet and use something called extraordinary rendition, and the government will use this, you know, Patriot Act or the whatever act they have, doesn't matter. And Obama will take you and will arrest you without benefit of a judge or the Bill of Rights, and you'll be tortured, maybe killed, as thousands have been. Yes, they have been in secret gulags across this globe, and they've been taken. They use euphemisms for it. They don't just abduct you and kidnap you. It's an extraordinary rendition. That's what they say. And you, Tex Mars, have republished the Protocols of Zion. I mean, even Amazon was fighting me for it. I couldn't even get it put in their categories of books. We couldn't sell it. It took us, 2 years to get it all sorted out. It's just a book, but Amazon, even finally Amazon put its own statement on there. This is a horrible anti-Semitic book. We're selling it because we sell everything, but don't buy it. It's evil. It's done by Tex Mars, an anti-Semite. And then they allowed the Jewish ADL to write an item, an article, blasting the book. So if you want my book, go to Amazon, Protocols of the Learned Elder Zion, and you'll see the ADL writes a big blurb about it. And then it's the only book that I know of in all the world that Amazon, which puts out close to 2 million books, this is the only one that Amazon, which is owned by a Jew, Mr. Jeff Bezos, declares we're going to sell it, but we hate this book. If you want it, go ahead. Now, it's interesting that they allow reviews of the books by independent people. And the majority of them appreciate my writing the book. Go ahead and read it for yourself, Amazon. They say, we believe this book. This is an actual fact. This is an authentic document. Now, I've told you before why it is authentic, why it's not some kind of forgery, as they claim. It's a real book by real people who are evil, who have a plan. And their plan is, first of all, to undermine every collective identity except our own. Now, they say that America is a nation that respects all religions. All religions. We can't keep a man out of office simply because he's a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Jew or a Christian. We're a polyglot nation that says we accept all religions. But if you're to become a citizen of the nation of Israel, what do you have to do? You have to say that all religions are evil and bad, and only mine, except mine, which is Judaism. That's the only good one. Did you know that you can be a Jew by race, by flesh and blood, and they will not allow you to immigrate to Israel if you're a Christian? That's right. They have a law there. The right to return says you must not be a Christian. Your name can be Goldberg, Silverman. It doesn't matter. You can prove by both your mother and father by DNA or Jews. It doesn't matter. You will not be allowed in. You can be an atheist. In fact, they probably cherish a lot of atheists over there. But they do not allow Christians. Why? It's a Jewish state. Think about that for a moment. We criticize the Muslims for creating a Muslim state, such as in Saudi Arabia, such as this new caliphate that they put together in the Middle East. They say we're Muslim and everybody must be Muslim. If you're not a Muslim, you will die. That's their philosophy or policy. We don't say that in America, do we? We don't have a collective identity as Christians. We allow everybody. Right here in Austin, Texas, there's Muslim mosques. There's Buddhist temples. There's Hindu places. There's Jewish synagogues. And all kinds of supposed Christian places right here. But as a Christian, you can't immigrate over to Jerusalem or Tel Aviv or Haifa or some other place in Israel and say, I want to be a citizen here and I want to, I'll pay the money for it. I want to found a Christian church. They'll send you packing, buddy. You better get out. It's a Jewish state. They are prejudiced. Their collective identity is that they are Jews, and they will not allow anybody to go to their country that's not a Jew. And you can have other religions, but you must agree to the Jewish philosophy, which is that they are God's chosen, that they're the premier people on earth. And if you don't have that, if you're not part of the Jewish state, they don't want you. Now, the Protocols of Zion says that they're going to become the masters of earth, and their king, he won't be called king. He'll be given president of the earth or whatever name you want to call it. Their dictator, let's just call him a dictator. He will be Jewish. That's the only one they'll accept, because their collective identity is their own, and that's all. There will not be a Jewish New World Order that has a Gentile as president. Well, that'd be insane, they say. Now, they want to undermine the collective identity of Americans. That's why they want all of these people to come in and vote. How can they vote not knowing what they're voting for? Or for whom? Well, just vote Democrat. Vote Democrat. Vote Democrat. It's the Democrats that want to give you all the goodies. Now, that has caused the Republicans to be, you know, scared of losing votes, so they're saying the same thing. We want to help you. We want to pass immigration reform, meaning get rid of the old law and make it the new law easy. Now, Obama wants to give us new laws. And the Bible says the Antichrist, the last days, will think of new laws. He says the old law is broken. We don't even use it. I'm using executive orders, in fact. Because Congress, there's a gridlock there, and they can't pass the bill that I want. Well, you know, President Nixon said one time that he loved that idea, that he only needed one-third of Congress to control. He didn't want some laws passed. But our Congress wants to pass, the entire Congress, Republican, Democrat, want to pass new immigration laws. They all say our immigration laws are broken. No, they're not obeying them. They're not enforcing them. That's what's broken, is their looseness, their laxity. They have turned our immigration laws into trash, into nothingness. That's the Obama plan. That's what they're doing now. We have no border, and that's been planned. It's part of the North American Union. And believe me, the North American Union is here right now. And I'm going to prove it to you on the other side when we come back. I'm going to prove to you this is the plan of North American Union. But it's only a step. It's on the way to the world dictatorship prescribed. The blueprint for is in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I'm Tex Moore. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The Protocols of Zion, a blueprint by moneyed and privileged elite, the world's most powerful men and women, to subjugate the whole world. To bring about a globalist community with everyone having the same identification and knowledge. Oh yes, there will be a secret knowledge that will be distributed among the people. And even now, it's being distributed. When the protocols of the learned elders of Zion were first discovered, Freemasons and Zionist Jews everywhere screamed and complained. These 24 protocols are a hoax, a forgery, even a blood taint against the Jews. But then came, dear friends, the brutal and barbaric communist Bolshevik revolution in Russia and its captive republics. Led by these covert Masonic Jews, Lenin, Trotsky, Kaganovich, and others. And they committed cruel and sinister crimes so much that, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, 66 million people perished. 66 million! That's only in the USSR, of course, because probably 100 million other people have been purged, tortured, and are dead from countries such as Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and, of course, Red China, that has slaughtered many millions. Now, why were these people slaughtered? What's the purpose of this horrible slaughter of innocent people? It's to bring about a new world order led by a Zionist master. Now, there's no agreement by these people for freedom, for democracy. They don't believe in this. But they're willing to spout these terms: equality, brotherhood, fraternity. They say those are their watchwords. That you're going to be hearing a lot of these words in the future. Brotherhood, solidarity, equality, fraternity. We're all globalist brothers. There's no such thing as a nation or a border anymore. And the Jews are against them all. They're only for one border, Israel. Only for one nation made up of the Jews. They want to abolish every border on this planet. And then there will only be one nation that rises among the heap, Israel. There the Jews will say, "We are the kings of the earth. We are the gods of this planet." It will become a Jewish utopia. So the Jews are for brotherhood. Oh, yes. They're for equality. What do you think Obama keeps screaming out? "I'm for equality." They're for no more classes. Let's get rid of this class being greater than this class. Let's put everybody on the same level. That's what Obama and the socialists and the Jews say. Except for our own people and the slaves that we have chosen. We will be the superiors, but all the rest of you can be equal. It's like George Orwell's book, Animal Farm, where the pigs became the kings, you might say, or the dictators. And the other animals came to them and said, "But wait, you talk to us about equality, brotherhood, fraternity. You talk to us that all are created equal." They said, "Oh, that is true," said the pigs. "All animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others." Ah, yes. That's what the Jews say. Don't go spouting your collective identity to Jews. They don't care that you're a Christian, that you're a white man or a black man. They don't care that you come from this place or that place, your ethnic group, your identity, where you come from. They say, "We're the Jews. We're above you, no matter what state of life that you're in. And we don't give a you-know-what about your collective identity. You say you're a man? Well, we'll show you a man that's a woman. We'll show you a woman that dresses like a man. And they even marry each other in our world, the world that you will accept or die. You say you're an American? We will despoil your borders. We will take them down. We will bring in hundreds of thousands of people, and we will even say these are not illegals. Why, these are all the children. This is like you promoting your Jesus." In a reality, they hate Jesus. They despise Christianity. By their own Talmud, they despise us. You do not understand how evil these Jews are. Martin Luther did. I'm putting out his book. It's the first publication of this book in American history. Just like the Protocols of Zion was the first publication. Oh, there were other little bootleg copies here and there, you know, stapled together and things like that. We put out a real book. And we're fixing to put out Martin Luther, the great Reformation leader, his book on the Jews and their lies. We're talking about how much the Jews hated Christianity. Now, the Jews say, oh, he hated Jews. That's why he wrote that book. No. He hated that they hated him. That's what he hated. He hated the hatred of Jews. I do too. I hate no Jews. I don't hate anyone. But I hate that they hate me. All right. No borders. Unbridled immigration. And the North American Union. Obama is simply obeying the Protocols of Zion. Open the borders. Let everybody in. And give them all these freebies. Let them vote. Give them Medicaid. They immediately become eligible for all, for everything from free phones to food to their rent being paid. Everything. Even things that I haven't got. I mean, I am an American citizen. That's my collective identity. I was born some 70 years ago here. I spent 20 years in Air Force Blue serving my country. And guess what? They have not given me a benefit called dental care. When I have a toothache, I have to go in and pay for it and beg the dentist, you know, take care of it. You know, I'm hurting in my jaw. But if I was an illegal alien, I can get Medicaid. And if I have 20 kids or 10 kids, they'll pay for my wife and all my children to have free medical care, get all their teeth fixed. You know, I didn't even go to a dentist until I was, I think, 19 or 20 and joined the Air Force. I had problems in my mouth, but I didn't have any money to go. My family didn't do that. We didn't go to doctors either. Now go see, get your annual physical. Annual physical, my eye. We got, a doctor was like a foreigner to us. You just lived your life. You got sick, you got sick. You got over it, okay. If you didn't, you died. I guess that's rugged individualism, isn't it? I want you to have a copy of the Protocols of Zion. Now, I'm trying to tell you something that only now do you have the benefit of having this book. Here it is. For $20, you can have it. For over 100 years, Jews have despised this book because it's truthful. And they hate it. And they tried to get rid of it. And they try to put pressure on anyone who sells it. And I have been told that I'll be targeted. I'll be shamed. I'll be put out of business. But I'm still here. Jesus Christ is with me. The Jews hate it that I'm protected. But I want to tell you something, friends. If God takes away that hedge of protection, that's up to him. I'm going to love him anyway. Just like Job. There's nothing that's going to turn me from God. This is the truth. This is not a book of hate. Henry Ford was asked, do you believe that the protocols are legitimate or real? He said, yes, and they're being carried out right now. And they are. Henry Ford, the great industrialist, they are being carried out. Read what he says. I have a comments by Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company. In this book, it'll tell you why he believes that the protocols are real. You may say, I don't believe in the protocols. I've heard they're anti-Semitic. Okay, well, get this copy for yourself. Read it. I don't think you'll have that same opinion anymore. It doesn't say here that every Jew is evil, but many Jews are complicit. They want to be superior. They want to be God's chosen. Regardless of what the Bible says, they don't respect the Bible. They don't even believe in the first books of the Bible called the Torah. They don't believe in any of that. They have their own religion. They believe in a multiplicity of gods. $20. Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Just ask for the Protocols book. $20. That's all it is. And you can read a book that people have been denied the opportunity to hold in their hand for decades. Protocols. This is the classic on international Zionism. The classic. If it's not true, ask God, read this book and say, God, is this true? Are there men actually planning these things? Can this be so? Ask yourself that. I mean, I don't know of anybody that's ever written me complaining saying I'm a horrible person for publishing this book that's ever read the book. I get people all the time saying, you shouldn't publish that horrible book. They're even claiming that, you know, Adolf Hitler had a copy of it. I don't know whether Adolf Hitler or not, he used a few comments from it, a few quotes. But Adolf Hitler had nothing to do with writing this book. He came long after this book. Listen, this book has nothing to do with Nazism or anything at all. It only has to do with a Jewish plan for a new world order. What they're planning to do, and I'm telling you, it's right here, it's right now. You've got to understand. You won't know anything that's going on in this world unless you have this book. It'll talk to you about a world government. It'll talk to you about land. The landowner is hated. The people who own property are hated by the Zionists. They have determined to stamp out individual property. That's why they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who are saying, we own the land, we own the land. They don't own anything. They don't have title or anything. They're just, they're saying, we're taking it back for Mexico. Say what? It's like the Jews. They went into Palestine. We own this land. God gave it to us, you know, thousands of years ago. It's our land. Oh, really? God gave it to you? Well, we have a title to it, said the Palestinians. Show us your title. Well, the title of the Jews was they had a gun put to the head and blew the brains out of the Palestinians. That's about the way it is. I want you to have your own copy of Protocols for $20. Here's how to get it. Call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Ask for the book Protocols of Zion. You can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, or textmars.com. TEXEMARRS.com. Go there and order the book, Protocols of Zion. Go and order the book. Use your charge card, MasterCard, Discover, Visa, and so forth, and get the book. Or you can send us a gift of $25. That's $20 for the book and $5 shipping and handling. $25 for the book. Send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We're going to keep printing it. By the way, we have a beautiful cover on it. And many people have said that the reason it's selling is because we packaged our book so good. Well, I do have people working here as staff of this ministry. They know how to publish books. But the words are there. The words were written over 100 years ago. They're still in effect today. But we put a pretty package on it. Why do you have to have an ugly package book? Why do you do it? We respect good books. We're fixing to put out On the Jews and Their Lies by Martin Luther. It's also going to have a beautiful cover. First time it's been published in America for many decades. Why won't they publish Martin Luther? Can you imagine Martin Luther wrote a book on the Jews and their lies and is banned? It's not allowed to be in bookstores? What is that all about? Why can't you go down to a bookstore and buy the Protocols of Zion? Who are they to say you can't have it? And who are they when you go on Amazon.com to order this book? They go, oh, now watch out now. This is a book. You shouldn't. Ooh, ooh. Oh, this is a bad, bad book. Ooh. That's what the ADL and Jeff Bezos of Amazon are telling you. Shut up. Make up your own mind. That's freedom. That's why I accepted Jesus Christ. I had the freedom to say, no, I'll follow the devil. I had the freedom to go to hell. But Jesus lifted me up and he put in my heart the seed of truth. And I became born again in spirit and in truth. I didn't become born again as an American, as a man. I became born again as a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem, the Israel of God. And you too are born again in spirit and in truth. John 3, verse 3. And when I leave this earth, all of these collective identities are going to be laid down. I'm going to be a new person. I'm going to get a new name. I'm going to have a heavenly identity. And everybody there is going to be a collective identity with me. And no one's going to be going around asking, are you a Jew or a Gentile? Are you an American or a German? Are you a Mexican? That's going to fade away. All that's gone. That'll mean nothing to you and I. We'll be Christians. We'll be those who love Jesus, who have accepted him, who have the faith that Abraham had. We'll be the seed of Abraham. Galatians 3, verse 26 through 29, and verse 16. But right now, I want you to have the Protocols of Zion. Get it. Read it. Judge for yourself. Ask God if it's true. And then ask, what can I do about it today? What am I to do about this, Lord Jesus? He'll guide you. Jesus will never lie to you. He'll tell you what to do. Now, some people say, oh, well, this led Hitler to kill all those Jews, 6 million in the Holocaust. Baloney! The protocols are simply truths. Read what they're planning for you. But you can go to the Bible, read too. Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan. Them which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie, and are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2 and 3. I didn't say that, Jesus did. Is he a liar? Is Jesus anti-Semite? Say it if you want to. They say he's a horrible blasphemer in their Talmud. They say Jesus is burning in hell today in their Talmud. But the Bible says that he is the Alpha, Omega, the first and the last. He is forever our Lord and Savior. And every knee shall bow before him. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. That's what it says. Do you believe that, friends? I do. I've accepted him. I know him to be true. I know I'm saved. I know Jesus will guide me. His Holy Spirit will guide me in all truth. Read it for yourself. $25. $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. And now let's return. We will undermine every collective identity except our own, says the Protocols of Zion. You can't be a German, an American, a Chinese, a Mexican. You can't be that. You've got to be a polyglot. You're a mongrel. You're an amorphous part of the conglomerate, unless you're a Jew, of course. Then if you're a Jew, they even have organizations that are dedicated to stopping Jews from marrying Gentiles. Did you know that? There are Jewish organizations. They say, don't pollute the blood. The blood of the Jews cannot be diluted. To stay a Jew, you cannot marry a Gentile. You can't have anything to do with a Gentile. They're prejudiced. We will undermine every collective identity except our own. Now, in WorldNet Daily on July 11, 2014, was an interesting article entitled Obama Czar says that the U.S. southern border is a new one. You may have thought the border was Mexico and there, over 1,000 miles, which we have, California, Arizona and Texas and so forth. That might be what you think is our border. That's where our border patrol is. That's not the border. According to the North American Union, there is a plan for it. And there's even a book the Council on Foreign Relations has published called Toward a North American Union by a Dr. Pastor of the American University. But listen to this. I'm going to read you this. Now get this in your mind. It bluntly tells America, that we have a new southern border, which is Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. I read to you this. It says, the former border czar for the Obama administration, Alan Bersin, B-E-R-S-I-N, who's Jewish, who now is Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for International Affairs, declared in a speech he delivered in 2012 that the southern border of the United States is effectively the Mexican border with Guatemala. Bersin made the remark at the annual Border Issues Conference. See, you don't even know they're having these things. The Border Issues Conference, hosted in Washington by the United States and Mexico Chamber of Commerce. Oh, yes, the Chamber of Commerce, all the business people. They like to get that free labor, that cheap labor. Did you know that since 2008, The average earnings of those who work in America, is down 23%. You made a dollar in 2008 when Obama took over. That dollar is now 77 cents. That's what you're working for now, 77 cents. Never before in American history has the standard of living plunged so rapidly. We have plenty of people working, but they're all working at minimum wage and barely over there. They're barely making it. They're becoming slaves, and that's planned. Now, Burson said, the North American southern border is at Guatemala. And soon, he said, that there will be a humanitarian crisis, and it will be resolved by some action of Congress to declare that Mexicans and natural Americans are all jointly citizens of the North American Union. His name, Alan Burson, Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for International Affairs. So an Obama official has declared the North American Union. Remember, I was one of the first to tell you about it. I showed you the picture of the Canadian Prime Minister meeting with the Mexican President and our President, George W. Bush, in 2005 in Waco, Texas, and all agreeing on a new document calling for the North American Union. I've been telling you about this since 2005. Now, the current influx of illegal immigrants to the United States has caught many by surprise, but it shouldn't have. June the 11th, 2002, a conference on North American integration. See, they're bringing everybody together. They're undermining the collective identity. A North American integration conference was held. The conference was funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Gates Foundation. That's right, Bill Gates. And George Soros, the communist Hungarian Jew, the billionaire. This was in 2002. Shocking revelations were made about the elite's plans to create the North American Union, to bring together Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and all of Central America. So now they're bringing all these people from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala into the United States. And they're saying they're not really illegal immigrants, they're refugees. What are they fleeing? Poverty. Well, the whole world seems to be full of poverty, doesn't it? I mean, India has over a billion people, and China has over a billion people. How many of them are living in poverty? We'll send those hundreds of millions to the United States. And the Jews in Congress say, send us all of your desperate poor, yearning to be free. They point to the Statue of Liberty, which is a Masonic statue put there by a Freemason from France and placed in the harbor of New York. Yes, come unto me, all ye that are burdened by poverty. Friends, we have poverty-stricken people in America. Americans, American citizens, collective identity of the United States. But they're not cared about. You don't care about them. You're caring about all those other teeming millions, yearning to be free. That's the whole thing. That we want you to be free. But when they come here, they're given a low-paying job. They work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. They're brought here in vans and in the back of trains and hiding out. And they're being raped and tortured, many of them, as they come over and being killed. They're finding hundreds of bodies down at the south border in Texas. That's the freedom they're being offered by the coyotes, by the Mexican government operating in collusion with the drug cartels, and by the Obama administration. All of this has been orchestrated, and all of this is in accordance with the protocols of Zion. Now, their theme at this conference in 2002 was, quote, toward a North American community. Presentations were given by representatives from Mexico, Canada, the United States. Who were some of the people there? Well, Stephanie Golob of Baruch College. Baruch College. Isn't that a Jewish institution in New York? Indeed. Miss Golob, by the way, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And La Raza, the Mexican group, which wants to take back the southwestern part of the United States and attach it to Mexico, their representatives are now part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, Golob indicated at this conference that the United States is, quote, the greatest obstacle to this process of integration into a globalized system. And due to this resistance of the forces of collective identity, she said, integration, that's bringing together all of us into some polyglot called the North American Union, this integration will have to come from the top down. From the top down. Through directives from the United States president and his inner circle. Isn't that where all this has been coming from? The inner circle? Didn't I talk about the inner circle of the hidden Illuminati global conspiracy in my book, Circle of Intrigue? The inner circle? The inner circle? Yes, I did. Bruce Stokes, Council on Foreign Relations, columnist of the National Journal, told the conference that a true North American community would only be born out of the heat of conflict. Oh, yeah. We must embrace the rough spots like illegal immigration. We need to use illegal immigration as teaching experiences. Oh, yeah, we're being taught a lot, aren't we? And all of these Mexican gangs are coming in, these criminals, and there are people out there that have been indicted for murders, for rapes, for burglaries over and over, and they've been deported, and they're allowed to come back in 13, 14 times, say the sheriffs of Arizona and Texas. Stokes says that it will be forged, the North American Union, in the heat of conflict, not through a rational discussion, and it may be very painful. It may be a very painful thing to witness. But he says it really cannot happen any other way. Now, this spectacle of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions to come, unaccompanied minors, is a teaching experience. The globalist-run media. This is all to manipulate public opinion. It's to cause you to say, we love baby Jesus. All these little kids belong to Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what Nancy Pelosi tries to get to you. This is about creating, according to Professor Hamamoto, a subservient underclass in America. The American middle class is dead. Now we're bringing in all these underclassmen. We're calling them our brothers. We have solidarity with all of them. Obama is obeying the protocols of Zion. No borders, unbridled immigration, and a North American Union. Please, friends, please get the book, Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. See what they plan for you and me. Why they're pushing unbridled sexuality, transgenderism, homosexuality, all these horrible things they're putting in our faces, smearing our faces in the mud, in the dirt, in the slime, in the gore. Why America is changing from a nation of Americans into a polyglot of wherever you're from, it's okay. Whatever your religion, it's okay. Whatever you are, it's okay. But if you're a Jew, you're above everybody else, of course. I'm Tex Mars, friends. It's been great being with you today. We know about Barack Obama. He's a communist. There's no doubt about it. He's a socialist. And he's a Zionist. And he's obeying whatever they tell him to do. And he's obeying the protocols of Zion. A blueprint for the destruction of America. It's a hatred of Americanism. It's a hatred of everything we stand for. It's a despisal of Christianity. And we are going to fight it every step of the way. Until next week, friends, thank you for listening to this program. And tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.